Welcome to Geekic Bizarre Show, episode 53, and it's Monday, June 5th, 2017. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, welcome to the show, guys, where we talk about gay stories, geek news, and bizarre topics. I kind of mix that up each time, every show. So we missed last week because we were too busy. It's a Memorial weekend, Memorial Day week, pretty much. Memorial week. How do you say it, right?
Yeah.
Memorial week. So we got too busy. We got visitors in town. We have people coming over. So many parties. So many pool parties. So many, birthday parties too. So, and Ray's got an activity. So Ray, what did you guys do? You guys got busy last week.
Well, Ian came in town and was visiting. We went and did an escape room adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We did the serial killer one.
That's Helter Skelter?
Helter Skelter. That's okay. The one we did at the escape room. So it was pretty fun. We escaped. We had 7 minutes to spare.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. What? Okay, one question, though. I don't want you to spoil it, but was there a somebody in the room that's not supposed to be there?
No.
No. It's just you guys really trapped inside.
Because you weren't there. So you weren't supposed to be there, so.
Oh, okay. Because I've heard of some escape rooms, like there's a zombie and you have to solve a puzzle, things like that. And the zombie is supposed to be one of the distractions, or if he touches you, you're dead. Is there something like that?
No.
Just really escape. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you guys.
It's all about solving puzzles and all kind of good stuff like that, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
And then after that, we went and saw Wonder Woman.
You know what? You guys are bitches.
Oh, no. You could have come. You were invited.
I wanted to go.
See, now you're going to whine about it. But you're like, oh, no. I got to pick Mike up at the airport. And we were like, tell Mike to Uber. And you're like, oh, no. I can't do that.
You don't do that.
How does Mike get home from to New Orleans when flies in?
He parks.
Oh, he parks. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So he just took a $20 Uber for Friday night.
Yeah. So. No, I don't know. I just couldn't do it. We don't Uber for each other. We just Uber for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. And then Saturday we had Marvin's birthday party.
Yes. Happy birthday, Marvin. Yes. It's good to have Marvin. You know, he turned the big 5-0, I think.
Yes, the big 5-0.
That's right. So, yeah, happy birthday, Marvin. Hope you're listening to this. And actually, before that, Mike and I went to another party. I think you're invited to that, but you couldn't go.
I had stuff, responsibilities here at the house with the daddies.
Yeah, okay. So we went to Paul and Young's. Thank you, Paul and Young, for inviting us for your pool party. And there were about 150 people invited, but I don't think everybody left. I went there. So it was around, 80 people who arrived, or 60 people. I can't remember. But there's a lot of people. It was a lot of fun. And I brought some egg rolls. You know, the ones I bought from 99 Rand.
Oh, and you didn't bring any over here.
Well, no, I don't think I should be bringing. It was not planned to be a potluck party. It was catered. So.
Well, there's pan set for you to take home tonight.
Oh, okay, I'll probably do that later. Maybe I can bring that home.
That's the other thing. Ian cooked Filipino food Thursday.
Oh, that's right. When was Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Yeah, we had fun.
Maynard was supposed to come help him, but Maynard didn't show up until
I
later.
I did help. I did cut up some vegetables. Yes,
what
I
vegetables?
Did.
What vegetables? What?
I did the cancon, the morning glory vegetables. I had to cut it. And then I had to do the cilantro. I had to cut it really, really fine.
But all the other stuff, and then Ian cutting his finger off.
Oh, that's not my fault. That's all.
If you'd have been here, it wouldn't have happened.
What? What do you mean? Well, I did arrive about 10 minutes late or 15 minutes late. I had to work really late.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, again, happy birthday to Marvin, and it's good to see Ian this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, so let's go to our stories for this week. What is our story?
Well, for this week's gay, Malaysia holds contest for homosexuality prevention videos with up to $1,000 in cash prizes.
Yeah, I saw this news, and we just have to talk about this because I have so much, pretty much something to say about this. Go ahead.
The Department of the Malaysian Health Ministry has launched a contest for the best videos explaining the consequences of homosexuality and gender confusion. Participants can win cash reward of up to $1,000. The Ministry Family Health Development Division announced the video contest called Value Yourself, Practice a Healthy Lifestyle, inviting participants to send in clips addressing what it calls gender identity disorders, including homosexuality. The guides say that the video should contain elements of how to prevent, control, and get help. Videos explaining the consequences of online grooming, cyberbullying, pornography, teenage pregnancy, and premarital sex, among other topics, are also welcome under the contest's guidelines. Each work will be judged on originality, content, concept, and creativity, and quality of production by a panel of judges disappointed by the organizers. And that's a lot of ands in a sentence, so apparently they don't know English well. The instructors posted on the department's website. The contest, open for Malaysians aged 13 to 24, kicked off on June 1st and will last until the end of August. The cash prizes range between 1,000 to 4,000 Malaysian ringgits.
Malaysian ringgits.
Ringgits.
Sorry. $49, $40. Okay, so let's talk about...
What?
I'm just checking the audio levels.
Oh.
So let's talk about what does this imply? You know what? There's going to be a lot of trolls doing this. They're going to do videos,
well,
but then it's going to be support.
Well, first of all, the World Health Organization declassifies homosexuality as a mental disorder back in the 70s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is just country prejudice living here. I mean, it's like some of the Republicans from the U.S. have gone to Malaysia and taken control.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the U.S. going to Malaysia. I don't think so. It's really just the Malaysians, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just funny that they actually have a contest for this. That I don't know. I'm saying 13 to 24, these kids are already progressive at this point. It's 2017. They're millennials. And
well, hopefully they'll get a bunch of videos saying that homosexuality is not bad.
Exactly. I mean, that's what's going to happen. And in their eyes, they will be probably trolling them or making videos that are in support of homosexuality. Yeah. And I don't think, we have to check on this.
Yeah.
Next time we'll probably...
So, you know, cyberbullying is a big one. And this is a type of cyberbullying.
It is, actually. So, and it's sanctioned.
And what is wrong with online grooming?
I don't know. The first time about online grooming.
Maybe there are too many Malaysian girls out there making online grooming videos, and Malaysia's tired of it.
Oh, yeah, probably. That's it. Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. But I think it's kind of ridiculous.
I am going to watch over this news. So let's see what happens.
And any of our Malaysian friends that listen to the show, let us know what y'all think about this and how you feel the country, what's prompting this in the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the geek ray. This geek is actually kind of gay, because it involves a gay app, but it's kind of geek because it is technology, I guess. That's how we do it. So, Chinese owner to involve in Grindr's operations after deal. So, as we know it, a Chinese company already bought Grindr, right? So,
Joel, did you buy Grindr?
Maybe he did. Oh, Joel, yeah, did.
Are you in charge of Grindr now,
maybe
Joel?
Maybe he is. So, it is unclear how both firms will boost each other's prospects by the deals. The deal comes as China is cultivating a lucrative market catering to LGBT community. So, a little known Chinese tech company has agreed to pay $240 million for America's Grindr. So it costs $240 million only, so that it can become fully involved in the daily operations of the world's largest gay social media app, as it expands and builds a loyal user base beyond China. It's kind of weird. It's now a Chinese company like Lenovo. So Beijing Kunlun Tech, a game developer owned by 38-year-old billionaire Zhu Yahui, said on Wednesday it planned to pay $152 million to buy the remaining 38% stake in Grindr that it does not already own. Kunlun paid about $88 million for a 62% stake at the social media app in January last year, which means that the startup's valuation has gained 161% since the Chinese firm's last purchase. It is of strategic importance for us to fully engage in the daily operations of Grindr and make it our development milestone, Kunlun said in a statement. So with the deal, we also aim to be a world-leading social media company in the future, and to expand our platforms into film, streaming, and animation. Really? It's like Netflix doing DVD and they expand it to video.
Well, my biggest thing out of this is I hope they improve the Grindr app, because it's a shitty app.
Is it really? Yeah.
It's a very shitty app.
So the takeover comes at a time when China, the world's most populous nation, but lagging the West in achieving equal legal status for its homosexual citizens, is cultivating a lucrative industry catering to the social needs of the gay community. Grindr, founded in 2009 in the United States, is the world's largest LGBT social network application, counting over 27 million registered users across 196 countries and territories across the world. So it's kind of interesting that, I did hear about the story before that Grindr is now a Chinese company.
Yeah. Well, remember they bought part of the company, but now they're buying all of the company.
Yeah, all of it now. So what do you think of the operation? Well, I don't think they'll be operating there. They'll still be operating here in the U.S. then. It's just owned, just like Lenovo. Lenovo is, I think they have offices here. They have not factories, but probably just, you know, the main office or corporate offices here in the U.S., but it's owned by China. What, a Chinese company? And right now, Grindr is now a Chinese one. What do you think? What if the guy buys Growler? What do you think? Do you think Coley would sell it?
I don't know. Maybe you need to call Coley and ask him.
You should ask Coley
and ask his thoughts on the business, if he would sell a Growler if he got enough money.
Yeah, we should ask him. Probably that's a good topic to have him in the show.
He could get new Porsches.
That's right. Must be nice to be a millionaire like that, right? Buying your own Porsche. Okay, so let's go to the bizarre.
Okay, we got two bizarres for you. The first one is a spoof of a bizarre, but me and Maynard thought it was kind of funny because for Marvin's birthday, Maynard was like, "What do you get the guy that has everything?" So I sent him this link. Sexy model loses clothes to demonstrate world's first ball dryer. Wonderful things they can do nowadays. The latest episode of Conan introduces the latest cutting-edge technology, the indispensable Dyson ball blade. And to show how it works, they brought in handsome male model Daniel Rumfelt to give a revealing demonstration of how it works. So we're going to post the video on the show notes so y'all can go watch it. It's pretty funny. And it's a very interesting little contraption they've developed. And I was like, you know, this actually might be kind of cool to have.
Really?
It's always hard. When I get out of the shower, no matter how much I dry my crotch and butt and legs area, it's always it's the hardest to dry.
So a hair dryer doesn't even help.
Well, I don't own a hair dryer.
You don't have a
hair dryer. But I would own a ball dryer.
Oh, okay.
So with the extendable tank drying feature.
Nice.
So go look at the video. It's very funny. I'd say check it out. And maybe who knows? Dyson might see this and say, "Hey, well, there's a market for us right there."
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. All right. A second bazaar this weekend, a robot priest unveiled in Germany to mark 500 years since Reformation. So basically, Maynard's trying to get somebody to take my job.
That's right, robot. So, exactly.
500 years after the revolutionary printing presses spread the news of Martin Luther's radical call for church reform across Europe, technology is again challenging religious tradition in the small German town of Wittenberg. A robot priest that delivers blessings in five languages and beams lights from its hands have been unveiled as part of an exhibition. I can't even talk right now. To mark the anniversary of the start of Reformation, a Europe-wide religious, political, and cultural upheaval sparked when Luther nailed his 95 theses to a church door in the town. Half a millennium later, the robot called "Bless You Too." I wonder if it's any relation to you two, the band.
Maybe.
Is intended to trigger debate about the future of the church and the potential of artificial intelligence. We wanted people to consider if it was possible to be blessed by a machine or if a human being is needed. Stephen Krebs of the Protestant Church in Hesse and Nassau, which is behind the initiative, told The Guardian. The robot has a touchscreen chest, two arms, and a head. For the past 10 days, it's offered blessings to in a choice of German, English, French, Spanish, or Polish. Worshippers can choose between a male or female voice. Female priest? What? The robot raises its arms, flashes lights, recites a biblical verse, and says, "God bless you and protect you." If requested, it will provide a printout of its words. A backup robot is available in case of breakdown.
Got it.
You always got to have backup when you got a cat. So. The idea provoked debate, said Cribs. People from the street are curious, amused, and interested. They are really taken with it and are very positive. But inside the church, some people think, well, we want to replace human pastors with machines. Those that are church-oriented are more critical. Krebs and his colleagues are collecting responses for further analysis, but he did not anticipate robots presenting a solution to a Europe-wide shortage of priests. A robot can never substitute for pastoral care, he said. We don't want to robotize our church work, but if we can see it bring a theological perspective to a machine. The Wittenberg exhibition commemorates the anniversary of the political and religious convulsions across Europe in the 16th century, resulting in the greatest schism in the Western Christianity and a string of religious wars. Luther's thesis is written in Latin, fundamentally changed the authority of elitism of the Roman Catholic Church. Blessed U2 is not the first robot to penetrate the world faith. Last year, a Buddhist temple on the edge of Beijing developed a robot monk that could chant mantras and explain basic tenets of the religion.
I have a big problem with this. It really... I'm not religious or anything. It's just that when it comes to, yeah, preaching, in this case, everything's mechanical. It's like... Sure, it's AI, but still, I don't think it'll work.
Been numerous movies set in the future where people go and talk to robots and do confession type things, and they get dispensed either medications or a prayer, and they get sent on their merry little way.
That is, I don't know. I don't think the Bible even said anything about, you know, it has to be human. The message is still there. It's just that the messenger is different. Yeah. So I don't know. It's not personalized. It doesn't have that kind of human feeling.
Now we can develop machines that detect bombs.
Mm-hmm.
That can. What do you do when you fix a bomb so it doesn't explode?
I don't know.
You call the bomb squad and they do it.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot the term.
That's a term for it.
That's a term for
Well, not only can they find the bombs, deactivate the bombs, now they can spread Christianity through the Muslim world.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So, God, I forgot the term. What do you...
Which I don't think that'll ever happen, but I think it's interesting. And it is a good kind of artist way of saying, you know... Plus, if you look at, talking about... religion and stuff. I've been watching American Gods, and one of the main new gods is technology.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So that's interesting, you know, that's kind of happening now when that's going on. So anyway.
This is interesting. I don't know. You know what? We should have a priest or something. Well, not you, but...
You already have a priest on the show.
That's true. I mean, I'm talking about a preacher who probably... We should bring this up. We should have brought somebody on board about this. We'll bring it up next time. Anyway, okay. So I guess that's it. What are we doing this week? Are we doing steak night tomorrow?
Nope.
No, we're not doing steak night tomorrow.
We're doing steak night tonight.
Oh, tonight. Okay.
Tomorrow you're gonna be doing pancit night.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Pancit. Okay. All right. So before we go, special thanks to Caesar for posting those great articles on Facebook. Facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voice message at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Call and you'll get a personal message from a real priest back.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we are on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye. Sometimes Android is just dumb.
Did y'all hear that? Maynard said Android is dumb. It's recorded for all posterity.